With only a few weeks left before they hibernate for the winter, bears are coming into town to search for a bite to eat. But police are coming up with some innovative ways to respond when they make that trip. The first time Jenna Gordon saw a bear in town, it came as a surprise.
The first one, I screamed like a little girl, like, and it was on camera. I literally it just shocked me.
But then her police training kicked in, and she helped make sure the bear could head for the hills with minimal harm to everyone involved, both two-legged and four.
Essentially, we want to just encourage him to go out of town safely, just away from where we have crowds.
Gordon is a community response officer with the Aspen Police Department. They deal with quite a few ursine visitors who like to come into town and dig through the trash for something to eat. But there's a policy in place to deal with them. Usually that involves cordoning off the area to keep the public safe and then shooting the bear with a non-lethal beanbag or making noise with an air horn, both of which are understandably unpleasant. Basically, pester the bear until it learns that coming into town is more trouble than it's worth.
It's negative reinforcement. You know, and when they're getting that positive reinforcement from the trash, aversive conditioning is a tool that we can use to help try and train against that positive reinforcement that they get.
There's no national or statewide standard for how to deal with bears in human-dominated areas. The Aspen PD says they get some of their guidance from Colorado Parks and Wildlife. The Humane Society is an outspoken advocate for the ethical treatment of animals. Wendy Kiefover is a carnivore protection strategist at the organization and says Aspen's policy gets their stamp of approval.
You know, any kind of hazing like that where it's non-lethal, the Humane Society of the United States would certainly applaud that rather than using lethal methods to remove bears.
Elsewhere across the state and across the country, there are some new ways to keep bears on their toes once they come into town. One of those tactics is to turn to a different animal, in this case, a canine. Karelian bear dogs are so specially attuned to deal with bears, it's in their name. Originally bred in Finland almost 100 years ago as hunting dogs, they're now being trained specifically for this job, helping law enforcement keep bears at bay. Nils Pettersson is the wildlife canine director at the Wind River Bear Institute. He says dogs are useful in barking and nipping at bears to make them uncomfortable, but can also help police departments connect with the community.
They are a great education tool as well. They are, you know, ambassadors for wildlife in that, you know, if you can't pet and feed a bear, well, you can pet and feed a bear dog and in so doing establish connections between people and bears that weren't there before.
Pettersson has helped train dogs for programs in Washington, Nevada, Alaska, Canada, and even Japan, but none in Colorado. The CPW is testing out the use of canines in bear control, but their pilot program doesn't include any Karelians. Wendy Kiefover from the Humane Society says there's proof in other states that those specially trained dogs could be useful here.
I think Washington is absolutely the model that Colorado should emulate.
The CPW is also testing out another potential addition to the police bear response toolkit. In the town of Ouray, Colorado, the agency is running a study on the use of tasers as a bear deterrent. And in 3 or 4 years, they'll have an answer as to whether or not they're effective. While law enforcement agencies may be getting creative with their approaches to pushing bears out of town, everyone who commented for this story said the best solution is to try and keep bears from coming into town in the first place.
The reality is that if we continue to have unsecured human food sources for the bears to access, then we're going to continue to see bear activity in our core.
And the science is there to back that up. Studies show that bears learn and adapt, and if you make it clear to them that they can't get food, they'll stop coming back. Kiefover says it's because they aren't just hungry. Bears are actually pretty bright.
They are incredibly smart. They have the largest brain of any native carnivore in North America, and they are highly sentient.
Alex Hager, Aspen Public Radio News.